Tonight's shiur, Simen Memches, Oimim Parashas HaTamid Upsuke Karman Shabbos, Oimim Eitzah Parashas HaTamid. We say Parashas HaTamid and the Pesukim of Karman Shabbos by Parashas HaTamid. Here, the Ramah introduces the halacha before the Mechaber. The Oimim Parashas HaTamid, the Ramah begins, that we say Parashas HaTamid, the Yesh Oimim Seda HaMaracha, some also add the order of the Ma'aracha, all this is in the Siddur. Then efshar le'amro b'tzibur. If you can't say it in a tzibur, yachal am b'beis. You can say it at home. V'lach se parashat tamid levad in a tzibur. Then when he gets to shul, he would say parashat tamid together with the tzibur because it's a carbon tzibur. V'chaven the pamashnia k'carbon tzibur. The second time, since he said it already once, he should have the second time in mind, like reading in the Torah. Those who are particular and careful will sway and move when they read from the Torah. Dugmas hatarshin b'reses, similar to the concept that the Torah is given with shaking. V'chein b'shoash mesparlim, similarly when they daven. Al shem, based on the pasuk kolatz mosai, tomar na Hashem yichamacha. All my bones say Hashem yichamacha. So how do your bones get involved? By swaying. Mishtabura Sivkon Alf HaTamid. We say Parashat HaTamid. V'hi b'makom hakravas karban HaTamid. The recitation of the Parasha of Tamid is in place of bringing the Karban Tamid. Shekhen kibbe chazal, our chazal received and teach us Shebizman, Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when there is no Beis HaMikdash standing. V'nechorim lahak of karbanos, and we cannot bring karbanos. Misha Oisik Behen, Ua Parashios Seyen, whoever is engaged in those Parashios, Mala Alova Kasuv Kili Hikivum, it's as if he actually brought the Kabanas. Ulakachish Oimim Gamke Sey the Marachim Tazem. For this reason, some add the whole order of sequence of events. Fumash and Espash, the Minig Biomenilum, Bechoyim, Abai Havim Sad, the Sey the Marachim Bechulu. That's how the Minig spread to say the portion in the Kabanas and the Siddur, Abai Havim Sad. Venerely partial, it seems to me simple. Demisha Dea Sefer Mitzvah, Lilmud Begemara Persha Memazu, someone who's capable to understand and learn in the Gemara this whole portion of Abayim Sadr, Vechim Ashanu Oimichayom in Yanis Yasa Katoris, and how we say every day the concept of the Katoris and how it was done. Kadesh Yavim Ashu Oimir, if he is capable of learning it through the Sugya and then understand what he's saying, he should do that. Then his saying it is in place of the haktar burning the katars. And this is written in the svarm. The mash amar gemara. The gemara says kol oisik parshas oila v'chulu. The one who's engaged in the parshas oila hakavonishu mesasik lohavin inyanel. That means he's engaged to try to understand it. Lo amir says a lot, not just saying the words alone. Most people just open the siddur and they read. So Mishnah Berurah is saying it's better to learn it and understand it than just to read the words. Kasa Magen Avraham writes, Parsha Kabbanis Yoma Ba'amido. Kabbanis should be said standing. Dugmas HaKabbanis should be Ba'amido because the Kabbanis were brought and people were standing. V'ayin b'shai tshuva b'shem kama achorim shechol kanasei. If you look in shai tshuva, many achorim disagree. P'imagodim kastim ikomokim parsha tamen d'ro'i la'amod. But Pimigalim says, even if you disagree, it is fitting to stand for Parshas HaTamid, Shekarim B'tzibur B'kol Rum. This was recited in shul with the tzibur loudly. And even the Ramah seems to allude to that minig. He says, if you did it at home, do it again in shul b'tzibur. Gam ha'shekasev v'rheitev b'shem derech chochma, she'ezor lo Parshas HaTamid b'tzibur m'shech tzibur. You'll find in v'rheitev, he quotes the Sefer derech chochma, one should be careful to say Parashat Talmud with the Tzibur, with the Sheikh Tzibur. I am Shai Tshuva, Shesek Azeh, Shai Tshuva disagrees. Kasa Pimagadim, Pimagadim writes, Masha Kasa B'Sidurim, B'Nusach HaYiratzon. You find in the Sidurim the language of the Yiratzon. Kilu Hikravnu Karbin Talmud, as if we brought Karbin Talmud. V'Yesh Karsin, another version is Hikravti, I brought. Either Nusach, either version, in an Achon, is incorrect. By Chattis, we talk about Hikrafti because it goes on the one who's responsible to bring the Karban Chattis. As opposed to Karban Tomid, there is no Yochid who's the Bam, it's Karban Tzibur. So these Nuschois are wrong. But in the Torah, the language is as if the Tomid is brought in its time. That's correct. Ubishaychuva yashiv gam hagirsa. Some of the shaychuva goes through to explain our girsa. Sivkaton beis betzibur. If someone could not say the tamid betzibur, shadarkam bo samakam lomer rak parashat tamid levav betzibur. The meaning of that place was to say parashat tamid together. Sivkaton gimel. So he says it at home and then repeats it v'lachsa. The minig was to say everything out loud. So even if he said it before, he can't be quiet when the tzibur is saying it. The yaminka milsa, it becomes obvious that he's doing different than the tzibur. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, if the tzibur is saying it, reciting it out loud together, he has to do it too. And he should have in mind that he's just reading psukim. The milsa, the Torah says, this is just an added etzah to have in mind the Kikari B'Torah. So Yenir Ke'ilu Makash Neitumin, it shouldn't appear as if you brought the Korban Tumah twice. It's only one Korban Tumah Shashach, you don't bring it twice. So if he says it twice, maybe it appears. So therefore, have in mind the Rav of the milsa that I'm doing this only as Kikari B'Torah. Sifkan Hei, B'Shah Shem Isbalim. Person should sway when he learns Torah, and a person should sway when he davens. Yesh poiskim shechok nazeh. There are poiskim who disagree. For ayim de betfila ein lehisnanea. Say by davening, specifically Shemoneh Esrei, one should not sway. One should not move. One should be rigid. Rak b'sukah d'zimah, b'chus kriyishma, b'leim na Torah. Only when you say b'sukah d'zimah, or b'chus kriyishma, or learning Torah, afir shvapah, even Tarash Vapar, Haminig Lisnanea, then the Minig is to sway. But not Shemoneh Esrei. Because of Magnavram says, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid, either way is legitimate. You could do either way. Peter Zayar Kaddish, you don't move. You stay perfectly rigid for Shemoneh Esrei. If I call if you mash your Ovid, Mr. Burr said like this, it depends on the person. In Mechavin, hate divided to Nuah, if you have good Kavana by swaying Lisnanea, go ahead and sway. Vim Lav, if not, Yamot Kach said, you should stand still. As long as I have kavanah. Some people, they sway in a confused, wrong way. The body stays in its place, but its head is turning to the right and to the left. That is arrogant. And one should not do that. So this is the Ramah's introduction. Now we see Sif Aleph of the Mechaber. Mechaber says, "B'Shabbos, Oymim Eitz Apas the Talmud Pesukei Musaf to Shabbos, Avloi Berosh Chodesh V'Yontif, Eshakar Meturim Pesukei Musaf." On Shabbos, when you do the Korban of Talmud, the Parashas Talmud, you should add the Pesukim for the Musaf of Shabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, it's not necessary because you're going to read in the Torah those Pesukim. The Ramah says, "V'Yesh Oymim Shmaskim Gam Musaf Shchodesh V'Chein Nagin." Others disagree and say, "No. Even though you're going to lay in the Musaf of Shchodesh, you should still say it in the Kabbanis, and that's the meaning. V'chei nohagin. Tei lefaras m'shuva Shchodesh, because you want to publicize that it's Shchodesh. V'chei nu kamam b'simin taf chaf alf. And this is also brought later, taf chaf alf. Mishtabura sif katan vav. Tei lefarasim. Avol yontif ain't tzirich lefarasim. And yontif, there's no need to publicize this yontif. Everyone knows this yontif. Shkrahu mefursim yasmol. Everyone knows it from the night before. Al Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Al Pishu Mufursim, even though it is public, everyone knows. Oymus Abashachas, we still say the Pesukim in the morning. Shai Ein Yichayim the Kroisa B'Teira, because we're not laning the Musaf of Shabbos every Shabbos. Neish Ein Blashne Pesukim, it's only two Pesukim. Kosh Vispar Simon Reish Pegimel, like we say Reish Pegimel. The Meir, that's why we don't take a two Sefer Torah on Shabbos to lane the Musaf of Shabbos, you can't do it. And Mimela, that's why on Shabbos there's an Inyan Bedavka to say the Psukim in the morning when you say the Parashas of Tamid, but we don't say the same thing that you should do it like that on Yom Tov.